Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes.
Welcome back to the Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's Bruce and Sallon. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sex. Ah, nice segue. Today we have a new and very provocative guest, sexpert Tyomi. Tyomi is a sex educator who blogs at glamerotica101.com. That's G-L-A-M-E-R-O-T-I-C-A 101.com. And she has a huge YouTube presence at youtube.com/glamerotica101. Just to assure you, this is not my exploration of the state of pornography, because what Tyomi does is education. Since she believes the better the knowledge, the safer we are, and the better parents we can be in educating and preparing our children for their sexual growth. Welcome to my show, Tyomi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I have to start with the first and most obvious question. What is a sexpert?
Well, a sexpert is an individual that has an extensive knowledge about sex, human sexuality, so on and so forth. So it is, as the name sounds, an expert of sex.
Is it a term that you coined, or is it a common term?
It's a common term.
Okay, because I have never seen it. Go ahead.
Quite a few educators, sex educators, use the term, or those who are, you know, clinical professionals.
Got it. I had never heard the expression until I came across you on Twitter and we began to get to know one another. And I indeed learned that what you do is far from anything pornographic and has absolutely nothing to do with it. I suppose the name sexpert seems a little provocative, but I think being provocative basically just helps bring attention to anyone. And so I have no quibble with that whatsoever. Do you agree?
I totally agree. You have to have some type of pull, you know, something that grabs people's attention so that they can perk up and listen. And then when they start to do the research, they read the articles that I write, they, you know, watch my V-blogs on YouTube, then they have a sense and an understanding of who I am and what I do.
So let's start with the fact that didn't you recently, out of the totally spur of the moment, make a video that went viral in response to something that was in a Beyonce music video? Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Beyonce has this new album out that's pretty provocative in comparison to what she's done in the past. And her newest single, she speaks about a sex position that she's done in the bathtub. And it went viral, and everyone online was trying to figure out exactly how to do this. And so because I already have video tutorials on how to get into certain positions during sex on my YouTube channel, I figured I would be the perfect person to explain to people exactly what it is and how it's done and how it looks. So I made a video that's pretty funny, but it's still educational. And it went viral. It went to a few different radio websites, a few popular video sharing sites, and I saw an increase in my following. And so it's pretty cool, because anything that you attach with Beyonce to it, of course, people are going to take notice. But it was fun to make, and some people learned. People were highly critical of it, because that's just how a lot of people online are. But nevertheless, the video got over a million or so views on one site, a couple hundred thousands on a few other sites. So pretty excited about that.
Well, congratulations. And just to be clear to my listeners, I actually haven't seen the video, but I've seen a little bit of your other position things. And these are truly educational. You're clothed. There is no simulation or sex act in it. It is just literally an education. And maybe it's a good idea for people to learn more. So let's talk about kids and sex. When should a parent start the discussion about sex?
That's a very interesting question, because the average parent believes that you know, when a child becomes a preteen, they start to go through puberty, that that's the correct time to start speaking about sex because the body's going through all these changes. However, in my experience, just my personal experience, and also speaking with other people that are around my age or older, some people become very aware of their sexuality at young ages. I remember speaking to a few young ladies who became aware of their sexuality at the age of 3. So here it is now, in some young men become aware of their sexuality at that age as well. So now here it is, you have a toddler who understands that they have genitals and they understand that they feel some type of way or some type of arousal happens and their genitals change when they touch themselves or when they look at certain things. And so, you know, sometimes parents see these changes and they kind of try to pacify it and ignore it until they feel it's the proper time to speak about it. But I truly do believe that if, as a parent, you come to realize that your child has become aware of their sexuality in some type of a way, whether you found them touching themselves or, you know, humping teddy bears, which is a common thing that young kids do when they do become aware of their sexuality, at that time, it's time to talk about it. And it's time to talk about it and speak about it in a way that a child can understand. Technique and things like that don't have to be gone into, but just the pure scientific anatomy and those hardcore facts about sexuality. And, you know, you're a boy, you have this part. She's a girl, she has this part. Those types of things have to be spoken about when, in fact, the child does become aware. Because if it's not spoken about in that time, what's going to happen is that now you're going to have a child that's going to be exploring their sexuality in their own way with no type of guidance. So here it is, you have some, you know, especially with the internet being as widely popular as it is now, you have children going online and trying to research things for themselves or asking friends. And so now they have this huge source of misinformation that may end up being more harmful than it is beneficial. So,
got it. You said something. I'm only interrupting you because I want to ask you another. Said something at the beginning of this, which is you know, boys and girls. You mentioned a boy does this and a girl. Are boys and girls the same when it comes to sex?
When it comes to the desire, I would say they're similar, but of course, because both, you know, boys and girls have different genitals and different types of energy, they're different. You know, women and girls are more emotional based. We're more rational and well, not rational, but we're not as straight to the point as men are or boys, where they're just kind of like, oh, I have this feeling, I just want to get it out now. Girls, we're more, a little more into exploration and figuring out why we feel this way, where is this coming from? And our sexual energy doesn't start in the genitals like men's does. It starts in the brain, in the mind. So when it comes to speaking about these things with, you know, boys or girls, the approach has to be a little different. Also because to, you know, societal standard as far as how women express their sexuality and how men express their sexuality, and then, of course, your religious background. All of those factors come into play when it comes to speaking about sex with your children.
Got it. And I agree with you. You know, I wonder, with women getting to be on such parity with men across at least the work world, across a lot of domestic situations where men and women share responsibility at home. I wonder if that has translated into sex. And,
yeah,
and any differences or similarities is what I'm talking about.
It's interesting because just from, you know, my own personal experience growing up, I got different information from each parent. So my father approached me about sex in a different way than my mother did. Mm-hmm. My mother approached me in the sense of understanding my body as a woman and the changes I go through. She bought me books that I could read to understand the changes that I was going through. And then, of course, the main thing that was preached was, if you don't want to have babies, don't have sex. And if you do have sex, wear condoms. My dad, on the other hand, came from the perspective of how men think about sex and how men are going to view me now that my body is changing, and then giving me the knowledge that I am in control of myself. So it was two very different conversations, similar but different in their own ways, based on the perspective of the parent.
And I think they were incredibly complimentary. I mean, that's what, it goes back to kind of what I was saying that got me in trouble last night at this chat, that the ideal is that a man and woman bring different perspectives and can raise a child ideally the best. Not that a single man or woman or a gay couple can't do a wonderful job as well, but the ideal might be that we get the best of both. We only have a minute left, so I'll quickly ask you if you have any, you know, single or quick pieces of advice to offer parents when it comes to talking to their kids about sex.
Do not be afraid to speak to your children about sex. Be very attentive of the changes that they are going through with their bodies, because some do become aware earlier than others. And be open and honest.
What do you mean by that, actually? Just elaborate. When you mean open and honest, you don't mean about necessarily... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I mean by open and honest is, don't be afraid to speak what the truth is about sex. A lot of times we try to sugarcoat things for children as if they don't understand, or as if speaking about something that's completely natural is going to be harmful to them. So there are certain details that they don't need to know about until they get to a certain age where they can be responsible enough to handle those things. But when it comes to the basic, in general, anatomy and the basics of sexuality, just be open and honest about it and not afraid to put those facts out there, because they're not, they do more good than they do harm.
That's, I think, the bottom line. I get that and I appreciate it. Listen, we're out of time. Taomi, thank you so very much. And please quickly tell my listeners where they can find you.
You can find me at glamerotica101.com, as well as on Twitter, that's GlamazonTaomi, and on YouTube.com/glamerotica101.
Hey, where was the Twitter handle? Say that a little slower, please.
Twitter handle GlamazonTaomi.
Got it. Terrific. Thank you so much, Taomi. I hope you'll come back. And listeners, we will be having Dr. Jennifer Weberman with us for 2 segments after these breaks.
He was a kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.